Hello. So I was asked to speak about Harry because he played a significant role in my life for a few years when we were trustees together in a charity. And Tom Bick was also a trustee, as was Stephen a few years later. And I'm grateful to Tom for his input in what I'm saying today. So Harry was our treasurer. And basically, what a lovely, lovely, unassuming man he was. And he was a man who always reminded me of the Beatitudes. And when I was thinking about what to say today, I didn't realise it, but the Beatitudes is actually the gospel today for the Catholics. So I find that very fitting. So I'll start with Blessed are the Meek and echo a lot of what Michael said. The opposite of meekness is pride, vanity, self-promotion. And to me, Harry was none of these things. Harry always struck me as somebody truly humble. He was very competent. He was quietly confident. But he was reserved and private. And to me, he very much walked his own path. He wasn't flamboyant, never drew attention to himself or sought limelight or recognition. And I personally don't ever remember hearing him criticise anybody either. I'm sure he had his own opinions, but he seemed patient with other people's faults and more concerned with gently helping and supporting. So in summary, it seemed to me that Harry had a sort of interior freedom, which made him able to follow the Lord more closely and keep him at the centre of his life. The third beatitude is blessed are those who mourn. The world tells us to enjoy ourselves, to get as much pleasure as we can out of this life, and to avoid suffering whenever possible, including the suffering of other people. And Harry struck me as somebody who looked deeper and drew joy from the important things in life. Joy being not the absence of pain, but the transcendence of pain. I was reminiscing with Catherine, who has been a friend of Raffi's since before she married Harry. And Catherine remembers how much Raffi made Harry laugh and how funny it was, how different they were. Raffi being the flamboyant, expressive Spaniard, Harry being the reserved Englishman. And yeah, Catherine describes it as marvellous to watch them falling in love in spite of Raffi's disabilities. And when we were trustees together, Harry and Raffi's daughter, Lydia, she had died a few years before, which obviously must have been terrible suffering for the whole family. But like everybody else I spoke to, I never heard Harry complain. His faith obviously supported him. I don't know how he did it, but he was one of those people who had learned to mourn well and to go through suffering well, to trust God's providence, and I'm sure to grow through his sufferings. And finally, I think of blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So to paraphrase Pope Francis, the pure of heart are those who protect their hearts and minds from things that will damage their relationship with God. Now, obviously, for anyone who knew Harry, I don't for a minute suppose that he ever used those words, but he was committed to living the Christian life as a husband, as a caring and concerned father, as a Catholic, and as a member of Antioch. And in these ways, he lived his life out with hidden words of love. And I suppose that his role of a treasurer was another example of this. Using his background in finance for a charity, seeking to make new technology sustainable within the infrastructures of low-income countries. So Tom and I both found him experienced, competent, supportive and encouraging, but at the same time realistic and full of common sense. He was part of a generation who committed to things and quietly got on with whatever needed doing. And in Harry's case, that always seemed to be pleasantly, peacefully, and cheerfully. So the meek inherit the earth, those who mourn are to be comforted, and the righteous shall see God. Harry was a genuine inspiration to me, and in faith I think of him with his eternal reward. But I also think of Rafi, who has to go on living without Harry, and I think of Emma, Simon and Miriam, and Elizabeth, Sophia and Gabriella. So let's pray for them, that they also shall be sustained and comforted. Amen.